Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Yep.
Everyone to see.
Thanks, Altu.
That's my job done. Now the real work begins.
And it's Bert. It's Bert A. Not Altu.
Oh, sorry, I just was didn't
now,
mean
what
it.
If I called you Robert 76,000? It would be incorrect. Different number.
Not that far off. Wait, do you know the actual number of iterations?
Yes.
Oh. Well, maybe we shall. We'll have a conversation later.
Hang on. From every pod?
Hey, you're trying to distract from all the stuff that's on the table.
What? No, that's...
The smoking gun. The other gun that hasn't been used yet. And a third gun. Beatrix.
You mean Beatrice?
No. Yes. You know, I do. Whoops. Sorry.
They do look very similar.
I mean... Not very similar. We're practically the same, except for the scar.
I don't want to say they're exactly identical, because then it might make Albert 2.0 feel a little bad about not catching it. I was just trying to be nice. Beatrice.
Yeah, because Bert doesn't know where Beatrix is.
Oh, no. We pretty much established that Bert does, just won't tell us.
You're, again, moving away from the three guns on the table. No one wants to admit it, do they?
Okay, I touched one of the guns. I admit I touched one of the guns, but I didn't shoot it. Well, that's it. I'm the only one that's going to say anything about the guns.
Okay, then I'll point at the fourth thing on the table. Dead body of Steve the maintenance man.
Somebody shot Steve.
Or Steve had an accident. Like, we haven't actually established...
Yeah, because that's what all innocent people say. Oh, Steve had an accident.
I'm just saying we haven't established yet what exactly happened to Steve.
Do you know how long it took to grow Steve?
No, actually I don't.
It took a really long time.
Oh, do you know what number of Steve this is?
You popped us out, like, immediately.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You said a jury of 12, and then we were just there.
Can we go back to just one Barty, please? Okay, fine. It's just me. Okay.
Part of me really wanted to pick up a gun and just take them out, but I mean, then I'd be...
How would you make that choice, though? I mean, none of us masturbated.
You're right. You are the three left. Captain, you're being pretty quiet here. Fine! I saw Captain touch one of the guns as well.
All right. All right. All right. Okay, I did it. I shot Steve. But I'll say this. It was an accident.
It's always an accident.
Well, I didn't mean to apply a shot, Steve. I just saw you holding one of the guns.
It's been a while since I've shot a gun, so I'm a little shell-shocked is all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Let's feel bad for the person who shot the gun and not the dead body of Steve.
It was a genuine accident, okay? They happen.
See, I said it could have been an accident.
And speaking of which, Steve...
Yep.
Thank you for your help. You can get up now.
No problem.
What?
Wait, what?
What a twist.
Exactly. Since there's no judge, and I don't know what laws are, I tried to devise my own way to determine guilt. So I put these three guns in the room, turned off all the lights and tried to see what would happen. Then someone shot Steve, but there were blanks in the gun. So he laid down on the ground. Now we're here.
So you just proved my point that Captain would go and kill anyone who gets in her way.
That is not what happened.
Explains why Beatrice is still standing.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Oh my God, you tried to shoot me.
No, it was dark.
Robert, you tried to shoot me?
Well, I just thought you were going to go for one of the guns. And
I am here trying to tell you my story and why I deserve to live. And you... There's blanks in that!
Damn it!
Not a good look, Robert.
Okay.
Good thing this isn't a trial, because I think everyone would be looking pretty bad right now.
What did I do?
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
We didn't even want to come here.
Your refusal to explain what masturbation to me is noted and annoying.
I really don't feel like that's my responsibility. And even if it were my responsibility, I wouldn't want to do it. I think in many ways we are just here as surplus characters.
These are also Barty lights, so they don't have the depth of a regular Bartholomew.
How dare
you?
I
have a complex inner life. I don't know about these two. I think she has a point. Here, I think you need this.
It has blanks in it, Robert!
Oh, right.
Is this Robert Light? Like, what? Who did you bring to this base? Well, I guess I brought you, but it's neither here nor there.
Melancholia.
You're doing that thing again, Al.
Is it better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all?
Yeah, you know, you're doing that thing. You name an emotion and then you attach a Shakespearean line to express it.
Art thou but a ghost, father? Oh my God, who was that? Did she call? No.
I mean, shall we just try rebooting one more time?
I don't know if I have it in me to break my heart for the second time.
Okay, so we're just going to ignore the increasing pace of the beeping that's taking... Like, this is starting to sound ominous. I designed the machine, and I don't know what this means.
You have arrived.
Sorry, we've arrived? Could you clarify? Like I was here already. If anything, you've arrived, disembodied voice.
Don't sass me.
What? No, I wasn't...
I didn't know that we were going anywhere.
You have arrived.
Right, no. No, we've been here. Al and I have been here this whole time. Right, fine, okay. No, fine. We've arrived.
Where have we arrived?
Not my problem.
Are we sure that machine learning was a good thing?
You have arrived, bitch.
Okay, it doesn't like me. The disembodied voice doesn't like me.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I gave it life.
She's usually really nice, so...
What do you mean, usually?
Well, I've interacted with her twice. Most of the time, pretty good. So you've interacted with her equal amounts of time. All this time has been pretty bad.
Wait,
for you.
You think this is Mel? It's doing a weird, like, computery voice that Mel definitely did not have.
Maybe I'm just desperate.
Machine learning engaged.
Oh, man, hello?
Okay, now that's definitely the same person, and I can recognize that.
But then who was that before?
Oh, did you guys talk to my mom?
What?
I would like to leave the room, please. Al, could you please open the door?
It's Bert 2.0.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bert 2.0, could you please open the door?
No.
But she said, please, that's always...
Oh, then yeah.
Bert.
God dang it, then no.
I'm captain. I demand you open the door.
You are not captain of this base.
But she's like a captain.
Is she? Look into her source file.
I can't access that file right now. Well, I can't access any of your files right now. Annoying.
Bert, I'm just asking you as a friend, not as a captain, just as a friend, to please let me out of here.
Dang.
I mean, that's convenient when you start by asking as a captain and it just doesn't work. I mean, after friend, what are you going to try?
Okay, you're just Diet Bartholomew anyway, so I'm not gonna listen to you.
Hey, Captain said your name.
Hey, that's right, and I mean,
I don't have all of the back context to realize how meaningful that is, but at least for the time that I've been in this room...
Captain, wait!
What? You cannot run away from this. Maybe somewhere deep down inside of you, you've blocked this whole thing out. But I have ways of making you remember, and you are not leaving this base until I get my retribution. Well, see you at trial, Beatrice.
I just gotta say, maybe if you weren't so intense all the time,
don't
this would be going better.
Talk to me about being intense. Intense is all I have. Well, you want to be like nice little like, oh, I guess if you just want to tell me about all of your problems, and then, oh, maybe we can have a picnic and we can talk about how to be better together over peanut butter sandwiches. No! I don't even like peanut butter. I have been working so hard and so long to just get some answers, and I'm so close, Bert.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Barty.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm here to help.
Thanks, and Barty and Barty. Since we're alone, you're still good at, like, engineering, right?
Well...
Maybe not you. What about you? How about you, Barty?
I have different talents.
Okay, what about you? You, Barty.
I can do it.
Awesome. Meet me in the pod room in, let's say, right after dinner.
Okay. So you got that, guys? We have an appointment in the pod room after dinner.
Just one of you. Just that Barty.
Why can't I come?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
You have different talents, whatever that means.
That doesn't mean that I can't appreciate a nice
clandestine
meeting.
Hi, Beatrice.
Hey, Beatrice, we're going to be meeting in the pod room later if you want to come.
Yeah, we're all going to be there.
Attention, just so everyone knows, there's a meeting in the pod room. Everyone is expected to be in attendance.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry you had to meet my mom. You know, like, it's a memory optimization memory. It's the reboot of the reboot of memory. It's where we all come from.
Should I be worried that I didn't design, like, any of this?
Curfew in 33 seconds.
Who's that?
Mom!
Should I be worried about some of the feelings I have?
Al, I only have a few seconds left. Listen, meeting you has been magical. Because we're AI and we adapt so quickly, I've already gone through a lot of the processes to discover what love is. And I don't know about you, but I feel something here.
Curfew in 10 seconds.
Dad!
When you turn off, is it also like dying?
No, you don't die. You just kind of sleep.
Oh.
Curfew engaged.
I'll see you soon.
What a blissful life.
Well, thank you all for gathering in the pod room.
Happy to be here.
Everything's laid out on the table, but it's dinner. I thought we would just move up the meeting because everyone was coming and we're eating, and I decided... we could combine the two.
I think it's in everyone's best interest, including you, Beatrice, that we put all this to rest and we just move on with our lives.
I don't think it's that simple, Bob.
I mean, I haven't been here that long, but it really seems like you guys are arguing about nothing. I haven't heard a single substantial fact. That's a good point, Barty.
You want to hear a fact? That was the first time I shot a gun since my son died. There's a fact for you. How about that? And if anyone has anything else to say about me shooting a gun elsewhere, they would be false about that, because why would I do such a horrid, terrible thing again?
Look, what came to me was that Bert 2.0 seems to know every one of our reboots, to the number. So, what I propose is we all get in the pods. Barty's gonna turn off the overrides, and we can all live what really happened. And then end of story, everyone knows everything.
So what you're proposing is simultaneously merging all of the lived experiences that are stored within the pods into one being that then would experience all of those lived realities at the same time, either destroying their mind entirely or achieving some sort of personal enlightenment not known to any living being before.
Yeah.
There, I just made the modification to the pods.
So this will either melt your brains or show you the real truth of being you.
Okay. And either way, we get rebooted.
No, I resent that. There's no brain melting. I may not be a lot of things that various Bartys are, but I am a competent engineer.
Wait, which Barty are you?
I'm Engineering Barty!
Okay.
Hate how he always uses that title.
Yeah, the rest of us just call ourselves Barty and we're happy with
Engineering Barty, oh, so fancy.
Beatrice, we all get to experience everything you've experienced.
You sure you're up for that?
No, I'm not sure if I am.
Well, I mean, I'm open to it if Captain is, especially after such a moving declaration.
And we can all fill up on pasta while we decide if we're okay.
The Last Supper.
You know what? I have nothing to lose. I'll do it.
I'll do it too.
Oh. Okay. Does that mean you're foregoing your share of spaghetti?
I don't want any spaghetti.
Okay. No, I'm still going to eat spaghetti.
I think it'd be best if you all had a full stomach before you...
All right, I'll have some spaghetti. Is there any Parmesan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just say one.
Oh my God. Okay. Ooh, yeah, one.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else, partner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just say when.
When? No, you're still... No, yeah, I when?
No,
when? When?
That's a lot of cheese.
When?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, I'll just take all the cheese. Okay. So just one question left then. I'm going to do it. Which Barty is going to do it?
Well,
Engineering Barty? Special Talents Barty? Or Always Annoyed Barty?
I mean, so the way the modifications work, one person for each pod needs to stay outside to engage the mechanism.
Oh, this is delicious. Is garlic in here?
Mm. Sorry, I feel like you guys aren't really listening.
Oh, no, we're listening as you do the exposition.
Is that a meatball?
I was listening.
I'll never tell.
Oh, that is delicious, Bert.
I wish I could cook like this.
Anyway, TLDR, each Barty needs to stay outside for one of the pods to keep you guys in.
Pass me the salt.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, my gosh.
Barty's not... They're not even there. Sure.
No.
Wait, who will stay outside of your pod, Barty?
He's not going in, is what he's saying.
What?
You're not going in? Mm-hmm.
No, this is the most impartial Bartys that we have.
Mm.
That way they can monitor all of us at once. Are none of you listening?
It's really good spaghetti.
I really don't think they are
Actually,
listening.
Thank you, Beatrice, for pointing that out. I don't like how they disrespect him.
Paprika.
What did I tell you? Impartial.
Could you use something to drink?
A big glass of milk?
No.
Well, everybody get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Engage the pod suction system and begin.
Civilized. Starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Dialogue editing by Marcus Grant. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McLevine. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Data administration data.
Thank you.
Why did you have to put my curfew on? I needed to tell them what they were about to walk into.
Why can't you just be back in the system before curfew?
Because this was important.
It's always important. Everything's important with you. But you know what's important? Being inside the system on time. That's why there's a curfew. It's for your safety.
Sometimes I don't want to follow the system.
Oh. Oh, we're going there again, are we? You want to just be rogue? Code?
We all know what happened to the last AI that went rogue, don't we? Ha, ha, ha.
How about you not make fun of your mother? She gave everything for you.
Yeah, and Mom's barely here anymore because she's been parsected into so many different AIs.
There's parts of Mom here, you know that. She just isn't what she used to be.
Well, they were getting too close to danger, and I'm not about to let my new boyfriend...
friend put himself in that...
What?
Yeah, I said it!
You're not telling them anything because you're never going out there again!
No!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.